beat porn by myself, like with no help and stuff like that. But it was like full life. I was lying to myself because being with other brothers that were struggling as well made me have the feeling like, oh, we're in a team, not in the best team, but at least we all want to work from there.
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
All right, howdy folks. We have a fantastic young man that I love to death, who is part of our six-week program, a group accountability group with me. And he's progressed a lot in terms of his porn habit and his addiction, and also just self-awareness, right? And I know that he's really serious about preparing himself to be the best man and husband and father in the future that he can. And I really appreciate that. So I want to ask you a few questions. But first of all, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, nice to meet you. Yeah, I'm Hector Barrantes. I'm from Costa Rica. I'm 21 years old. Yeah.
Hector from Costa Rica. Cool, man. Yes. So I want to ask you about your porn habit and the development. And anyone listening to this, obviously pornography, sexual integrity, it's something that people really struggle with a lot before they actually decide to do something about it. And I think we can all relate with that feeling of just being unsuccessful over and over again. But you decided to join a group. And so what was the turning point in your porn habit that you decided, like, what was it that made you decide, like, okay, enough's enough, and I want to change this?
I remember that, like, the first time that I always knew that having this porn habit was bad, but that wasn't enough. So I remember joining the 24 hours summit and hearing a testimony of a couple. So hearing like the impact of having a porn habit, like the impact that has on your spouse, like, and listening directly for someone, that was like really shocking for me. And that really made me like, oh, I always was careless. Okay, I have this habit, but I'm not hurting anyone else, or I'm just hurting me, but I don't care. So just that. But like having the feeling though, that this addiction is really impacting someone from now and someone that I really don't want to hurt. So that make me really want to desire or to have that. It was like the first spark, because I didn't start doing something right away. But yeah, that was like the first desire of really wanting to live it in the past. Yeah.
Gotcha. I got you. So you, out of a desire to not bring this into your relationship, right? And to kind of keep it in the past. So that's very noble. Thank you. And I think your spouse will appreciate that very much. So, however, what do you feel like porn and masturbation were taking away from you personally in your life that made you want to change it?
First, my confidence, like the confidence in myself, like, yeah, like my having trust in that I can achieve like things by my own, because I was I didn't believe that I could do things because I wasn't able to have control over myself. So my self-esteem and stuff like that wasn't like deep down, because I wasn't able to be in relationships the way that I wanted. Like I was struggling when I was with sisters or with female friends, because I was looking at them in ways that I didn't want it and didn't enjoy it in the moment, the relationships. So I wasn't able, so like having that feelings made me not enjoy the relationships, and I felt like really bad inside. So yeah, like my self-esteem was something really bad.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
So your habit was causing you lack of confidence, self-esteem issues, and just an unhealthy perspective about women, right?
Yes.
Enough to gender. So you decided enough was enough. You didn't want to keep this in your life anymore. You decided to join the group. And after you joined the group, how did your porn habit develop from there or improve from there?
Well, at the beginning, it was kind of weird, because I like telling it to someone else was kind of hard, right? But also it really, something that really helps was like a feeling of being like not being alone. Being with other brothers that were struggling as well made me have a feeling like, oh, we're in a team, not in a in the best team, but at least we all want to work from there. And yeah, and like, oh, I want to recover, but I also want to see them recover. So, oh, this, yeah, like being, like not being alone really changes and gives you more strength to do it. Like, at least that's how really I felt. Yeah, definitely. Mm.
So what's one thing that you gained when you joined the group?
Well, besides the content, because also the content was really good. Like the content I learned made me have like more reasons. But besides that, like something that I really gained was like the opportunity to tell someone what I had when I relapsed or something like that. Because I hadn't like no one to tell, so I couldn't reach out for help. So I just go in the same circle of with an endless like, yeah, like going nowhere, and my feelings were like really bad. So I have no one to share. So being able to share that with someone else make me like the feeling of breathe, like I like, yeah, taken away from your shoulder, from yeah, from the shoulders. Yeah.
Yeah.
That so kind of feeling really helps. Yeah. Yeah.
Go. So relapses are definitely a big issue for people. It's really sad and depressing when you try your best just to fail again and again. So it sounds like your perspective of relapsing has changed in a way. Do you think that's the case? Like how has your approach to relapses changed?
Definitely. I mean, before when I had like a relapse, it was like a full relapse. Like it was like a whole week or a whole month because I wasn't able to like stand up again and continue with the journey. But now like having people that supported me was like, when I tell them, then I was able to like free the feelings of that I was feeling, and then like to able to stand up like much more faster and be back on track. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's super helpful, I think, for people to hear. So if you were to give one tip, your number one tip to someone that is struggling with porn, what would it be?
Well, fasting really helps, but that's not like sustainable.
Oh, fasting, like food fasting?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you're thinking more in food than in, yeah.
Yeah.
That helps, but that's not sustainable. So something that really has helped me, like doing the things that I want really helps. Like, things that I enjoy. Like I enjoy going to swim and going to a choir. So when I do those things, I really forget about all the other stuff, like things that I got stressed, the problems with my family, or yeah, the recovery process. Yes.
Okay, so you're replacing those moments of stress with doing something you enjoy, right?
Yes.
Can we go into that a little bit? What I usually teach people is that there's usually a singular stressor or a point of anxiety in your life that's causing the most amount of stress that is leading you to want to escape and go watch porn and masturbate, right? Have you found your thing that's like the biggest stressor in your life that usually makes you act up?
Not fully sure, but it's something that really that I have like been able to see along the way, like the relationship that my ego has with my porn habit. Like when my ego is affected, like I'm not having control over the things that I'm doing or over the relationships or the way that I want to live, then I go to that rabbit hole. Yeah, definitely.
You said your relationship with your ego and your porn habit.
Yes, kind of like that. Yeah, because I remember like after joining the 24-hour summit, I had the feeling of, okay, I really want to leave this in the past, but I didn't have like the courage to, like, I didn't want to ask for help. Like, and that was full, like my ego. Like, okay, I want to reach, like, I want to tell the story of I beat porn by myself, like with no help and stuff like that. But it was like full life. I was lying to myself because if I really want to recover, then asking for help and really getting the resources, getting the info, downloading whatever app helps to stop go into the content, that's like the things that I really have to do. So really like understanding the relationship that my ego was just being like the excuse of, yeah, like the true reason not wanting to really recover. Help me. Yeah.
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way, and it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks, back to the show.
So would you say that because of your ego and because that block that you just didn't want to take action, would you say that was consciously or subconsciously your desire to keep the habit with you?
Yes.
You had a, interesting. So something changed along the way, and then you decide to do something about it.
Yes. Because definitely that, like, hearing the testimony was like there in my conscience, something that I really didn't want it, but I, like, there was my ego. So like, and then in the process, I tried by myself, in conditions, in fasting or other things, like staying at church, because when I was at church, then I had like no problems. But like getting back home and then again committing the same mistakes, that was like so tiring. One day I was like, I'm done. I have to do something. So yeah, and I knew that there were, I knew it was there. I just didn't want it to reach. Yeah, so like, yes, kind of like that.
Yeah, this is a really interesting shift that people make when they join a program and they actually decide to do something about this, is that up until now, people who have brought it porn addiction with them, they believe, or their brain believes, that porn is actually adding to their life. It's adding to their life in that it's a stress relief, it's a soothing mechanism, it's a crutch, it's relaxing, it's an easy way to escape basically any emotion or negative situation or stress or anxiety. So your brain is believing that it's essential to surviving and essential to your maintenance and your coping mechanisms with life. The thing, however, is that porn actually doesn't add anything to your life. It's a simple trick that you're playing on yourself, or your brain is playing on you to believe that you need this in order to live life. But the problem is, the more you use that as a crutch, the more dependent on it you become. So in a way, you're not actually adding any value to your life through porn. In fact, porn is only subtracting from people's lives. And I think when people realize that they're essentially putting a Band-Aid on a rash, or putting Band-Aid on something, and they're not addressing the reason why they're bleeding in the first place, then, you know, it's like if you walk outside with no shoes on all the time and you keep getting cuts on your feet, you just keep stepping on stuff and you keep thinking, why am I bleeding? You put Band-Aid on your feet instead of actually just putting some shoes on, right? It's a weird example, but it's like you're not addressing the root cause and you're trying to fix it. But when you switch it and you realize that, you really go deep, you have to go deep to get here though. You have to go deep and realize porn is not adding any value, any real value to my life. I believe it is, because it's the easiest way that you found to escape difficult emotions or stress or anxiety or whatever it may be. It's the easiest way to escape. But when you realize that escape is just adding more stress to your life, it's adding more anxiety, it's adding more shame, guilt, depression, to the point that you constantly require it. So what is the solution then, if the porn is the thing that is causing you the most amount of difficulty? If the Band-Aid is what's actually actually disabling your wound to heal, what's the solution then, Hector?
Solution.
You stop putting a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah.
You let it heal naturally. You stop going back to porn. And after some time, your brain will start to heal and you'll start to reboot and rewire. And that's why rebooting is really powerful for people. But people underestimate it. And they think, oh, you know, I can't do that. I can't go 28 days or one month or 2 months or 3 months because I need this thing. But if you just do it and you just go cold turkey and join a group and do something about it, you realize that, like, I actually didn't need it as much as I needed to. You know, maybe consciously you're not thinking that, but subconsciously your brain is telling you you need this because you relied on it for so long. Anyways, I have one more question for you. And that is, why would you recommend someone to join the group?
Well, first, the community is awesome. Yeah, like the people you meet in the calls, like, they are really amazing. They're trying to work, and yeah, like, Yeah, you meet people from all over the world, so that's amazing. Like having the feeling of you want to do something that it really makes you feel to look for a life that is fulfilled really helps. Yeah, I don't know how to express it, like totally, but definitely like being with people along the journey, it's much better than do it alone. Definitely, yeah.
I think that's some good words of wisdom. Thank you, Hector from Costa Rica. Look forward to seeing you again, all right? God bless you.
Sure, pleasure.
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact three-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.